ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. We're going to take a look at what the Bears need to do continuing forward in terms of how to get the best out of their weapons, but make sure all protections are secure. And as we put this play in motion, it's a simple out pattern to Brandon Marshall. Great catch, great space, is able to turn upfield, you get out of bounds safely. And so that's it. But I want to go to the end zone. Let's pay attention to Matt Forte and how valuable he is. What you want to do, first of all, is put peace of mind in the offensive line. No matter if there's any penetration on the inside, Matt's going to check it before he goes out. And what that does, it puts great paranoia into the minds of the defensive linemen if they know they're rushing or they're coming free again. Now you put this play in motion. Matt knows he's going to be an outlet receiver. Obviously, Jay's looking to his right first. And now what he's going to do is give Matt Slauson security. Here he is, check, boom. Puts the defensive tackle on his backside. Roberto is still being able to sight over here with Kyle Long and Jordan Mills. Jermon Bushrod doing a great job here individually. But again, Matt Forte, how important is he to the pass protection game? Is as important as any offensive lineman. I'm going to move forward in the game to take a look how effective he is. Now in the game, you got Brian DeLaPuente at center, and you got Michael Ola at left guard. So now you don't have a great chance to communicate after Jay gets the team to the line of scrimmage and if the defense makes any changes. So again, Jay gets behind center. They identify the linebacker they're responsible for. And when the linebackers stay at this depth, they are responsibility of the running backs, the tight ends, or the outside blockers and the center. Now if they approach, they are responsibility of the offensive line and still the running back, but you don't have time to communicate. Let's just watch the results of this play first. You're going to see, here comes the linebackers, Jay and his cadence. Jay finds Martellus Bennett. You get a first down catch out of it. Now let's take a look at this play from the end zone, because you're going to see how important Matt Forte is. And again, Brian DeLaPuente, Michael Ola, not a great deal of time spent in the lineup, so communication is utmost importance. But sometimes you're going to have to communicate without the ability to verbally communicate it up, down the line of scrimmage. Everybody has to know their assignments perfectly. Again, highlighting Matt Forte here because with the protections going forward and interchangeable offensive linemen, it's so valuable to have his intelligence here. So again, the linebacker comes up to the line of scrimmage seconds before the ball is snapped, but Michael Ola has to take the biggest threat to the quarterback, and that's the guy to his inside gap. And you see the snap of the ball, boom, Michael Ola takes the linebacker. Now, which Michael Ola would have been blocking the defensive tackle if the linebacker stayed at this distance, now he's got to go to the biggest threat, Matt Forte, defensive tackle, cuts him off his feet, and look at the throwing lane it opens. Martellus Bennett is here for the first down catch. But again, I just want to tell you, of all the statistics you can get out of Matt Forte, running the ball, catching, everything else, his accomplished blocking ability is what gives you security on inside protection. This is going to be important going forward. DeLaPuente and Michael Ola did a nice job, but it's nice to know you got 22 behind you, and that's Thayer's Playbook.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.